This week's Parshas B'Shalach, has many dramatic moments, and one of them is in Perek Yudalad, Pesukim Yud through Yud Beis. B'nai Yisrael have left Mitzrayim, they're right by the Yam Suf, and Paro is approaching, and they're stuck. They've got the Yam Suf in front of them, Paro behind them, and they're stuck between a rock and a hard place, almost literally. So just to translate here the Pesukim that the Ramban's going to talk about, it says, Paro came close, B'nai Yisrael lifted their eyes, they see Mitzrayim traveling behind them, and they're very scared, and B'nai Yisrael cries out to Hashem. And then they say to Moshe, were there no graves in Mitzrayim? You took us out to die in the desert. What did you do to us to take us out of Mitzrayim? We told you when we were in Mitzrayim, leave us alone. We want to serve Mitzrayim. We'd rather work for Mitzrayim than die in the desert. So the Ramban is a bit puzzled. Many of the Mefarshim are puzzled. Like, on the one hand, the Bnei Yisrael are davening to Hashem. They're doing what we're supposed to do. On the other hand, they're turning to Moshe in protest and saying, we didn't want to leave to begin with. So the Ramban offers a few explanations, and I'll share two. One is, he says there were different groups, and really the Targum Yonasan says there were four groups. But the Ramban says there were at least two groups. One group, which the Pasuk refers to as Bnei Yisrael, says, Vayitzaku, Bnei Yisrael Hashem. Bnei Yisrael cried out to Hashem, and it repeats that phrase, Bnei Yisrael, to indicate these are the Me'ulim, these are the better ones of Bnei Yisrael. They did what Jews do, as Rashi says, they did what Jews have always done, what our Avos did when we're in a time of trouble, we cry out to Hashem. And then they said to Moshe, Vayamru al Moshe, that refers to other people, not those who daven. Other people who didn't believe, the Ramban says they didn't believe in Moshe's nevuah, they didn't believe that he had, from Hashem, taken Adam Mitzrayim. He was a good magician, he did some hocus pocus, but we don't believe in Hashem, we don't believe in Moshe's authority. And they asked Moshe, we'd rather go back to Mitzrayim, we don't want to die. The Ramban says that throughout the Torah, this group is referred to as the Am, not the Bnei Yisrael, but rather the Am. A few prakim later, it says, right before Bnei Yisrael sing Az Yashar, it says, Vayiru ha'am es Hashem, the Am feared Hashem, and they believed in Hashem and in Moshe. That's the Am, says Ramban, that here is saying, let's go back to Mitzrayim. We don't want to go, we don't want to be taken out by Hashem. They didn't believe at this point. They weren't davening to Hashem, they were complaining. Then when they see the miracles of the Yam Suf, then the Am begins to believe in Hashem. Other examples is later in the Parsha, when the Bnei Yisrael complain about food. Ramban says it doesn't say Bnei Yisrael. It says that the Am, Vayulonu Ha'am, the Am complained. Later in the Chumash, Vayachal Ha'am was Nosel Benos Moab. The Am, those people get involved with the daughters of Moab. It's always the Am, the lower level people, not those that are referred to as Bnei Yisrael, the higher level. The other approach that Ramban says, which I find interesting, is that it's really the same group. At first, yes, they did daven. They were believers. They turned to Hashem in tefillah. And they were expecting that when they daven, Paro would turn around, the tefillos would be answered. Well, that didn't happen. Paro continued to approach. Then doubt started to creep into their mind. It's the very same people that in the first Pasuk, in Pasuk Yud, they cried to Hashem. They don't see the results of their tefillah. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, they start complaining and say, oh, we'd rather go back to Mitzrayim. Why did you take us out? We're going to die in the desert. Because their tefillah wasn't answered in the way they expected, doubts start to creep into their mind. They start doubting Moshe's authority. They start doubting Hashem. Just thought that's a lesson for us. Often we'll daven, come to Shul to daven, and we're not answered the way that we expect to. Paro's approaching, and we daven to Hashem, whatever Paro approaching means in our lives. And he doesn't turn around. And we start to question, we lose hope. And the lesson from here is not to lose hope, just to travel into the Yam Suf. Hashem split the Yam Suf then, and he can split the Yam Suf in a variety of ways in all of our lives.